Penguin Audio presents The Long Goodbye, written and read by Megan O'Rourke. When I was a girl, we visited a town on the banks of the Battenkill every summer. The Cold River cut through a valley in the Green Mountains of Vermont, and here the pioneers had stopped and settled, raising the land to make way for corn and cows, and building a church and a covered bridge and barns. We went in June and stayed till September in a cabin owned by friends. At noon we swam in the chill of the river, and at dusk we walked through the fields across Route 7 to pick ears of corn under the massing gray clouds. The rows of corn were taller than my brother and I was sure that one day we would be kidnapped by goblins and forced to save ourselves before becoming benevolent rulers of whatever magic kingdom we'd been transported to. We read books on the porch all afternoon. As night fell, my father built a pyramid of charcoal on the grill and lit it, and my mother cut vegetables, and he opened a bottle of wine, and she sat and talked with him while the coals burned down to a fine gray shine. I could hear the sounds of their voices filtered through the screen windows and into the sentences of my book, like a prayer. My brother sat on the other side of the couch, drawing or reading or singing nonsense songs, and sometimes I kicked him to make him sit farther away from me. We were a family. I was a child of atheists, but I had an intuition of God. The days seemed created for our worship. There was grass and flowers and clouds.